So, if we bring ourselves to the gates of the senses, what we can see, what we can hear, what we can smell, any residual tastes, and the totality of felt, somatic, physical sensations in the body, in this posture, right here, right now. Check out mental consciousness. What's going on there? Thoughts, strings of dialogue, commentary, undercurrent thought, almost involuntary processing, worrying, trying to resolve things, expectations, hopes, fears, images, memories, daydreams, worries, whatever they are, just don't poke them about, don't interfere with them. Feelings about them, connected to them. Positive, negative, neutral. Just check it out, leaving everything as it is. Then kind of set the motivation again, remember why we are gathered here together, why we came. What we came to retreat for, what we're trying to do or understand. And bring our own highest aspiration to that. We want to set a Mahayana Buddhist motivation, then think, you know, we're doing this because we want to gain liberation from cyclic existence and realize our full potential in full enlightenment. You can call to mind the historical Buddha, Gautama Shakyamuni, the Buddha of our era. Though, as we were saying, there are many more in the narrative before him and many more said to come. Representing the principle of the possibility of enlightenment, the existence of Buddha nature and the possibility of enlightenment. Holding up a mirror to us, showing a way to liberation, making it possible for us to realize our own Buddha nature. And the teaching he's pointing out of the way to do that, the Dharma, really the true source of safe direction. It's from that that we can find guidance, advice, direction and inspiration for the spiritual path we follow. And last but not least, the community of others who have gone beyond, who have become Buddhahood, who have realized Buddhahood. Bodhisattvas and arahats on the path, monks, nuns, yogis, yoginis, lay practitioners, all those who would act as a source of inspiration, support us and help us on the path, as opposed to hinder us in any way. These are the three jewels of the Buddha, the Dharma and the Sangha. So we call them to mind in any way we wish. Use them as a source of safe direction and inspiration. Try and form a deep wish, a yearning to more deeply understand and generate a yearning for liberation and enlightenment. Not just for ourselves alone, but for the sake of all sentient beings. And then to bring ourselves to meditation, sort of relying on or following a little Lama Mipham's instructions. Remembering what he said about them, if you focus mind upon itself, you'll come to achieve shamatha, calm abiding, and gradually insight, vipassana, into the nature of things will dawn. Not his words, but my words. Importantly, we have to kind of get ourselves out of the way and allow it to happen. So these are his instructions. Draw your ordinary awareness, that which is vividly clear, open and brilliant, into the empty center of your heart and allow it to settle. This is what is meant by mind being turned upon itself. And within this experience, there's nothing whatsoever to focus upon. This is shamatha, or calm abiding without an object. Lama Mipham says, if mind exists, it should be found within the body. But it isn't to be found, not in the heart, and not anywhere else for that matter. When thoughts run wild, look towards their source, and remain there with a gentle tranquility. There's no need to search for mind, simply relax and abide where you find yourself. Nor is there any need to investigate whether there is a place to abide, simply abide within mind. It's perfectly all right simply to relax as if preparing to sleep. This is the mode of resting. Anything else is unnecessary. just as the brilliance of sunlight increases, when it refracts and reflects on turbulent waters. Emotions and thoughts proliferate in an agitated mind. Attempting to stop thoughts simply will not work. However, when the waters are no longer agitated but settled and calm, the reflection of the light rays will decrease. Just like that, allow the mind, which is the source, to settle calmly without mental agitation. Don't forget this experience, but rather use an uninterrupted flow of mindfulness and alertness to remain within the natural, empty, clear calmness of mind, focused and fresh. If there is an experience of blankness, relax into its natural calmness. If there's an experience of intense clarity, relax into its natural calmness. If there's an experience of mind going wild and giving rise to many thoughts, relax into its natural calmness. In the naked, direct experience of whatever there is in that moment, simply relax, no matter what arises. When these experiences of blankness, clarity, and thought arise, recognize them, but don't follow or chase after them. Simply rest within the space that is the recognition of their nature. With familiarity, this recognition will last longer and longer. Allow any analysis or coarse thinking to subside into its own space. On occasion, the mind may appear dull and devoid of all movement of thought. Clear this drowsiness and simply rest. At other times, the mind may seem as if full of movement, giving rise to all kinds of thoughts. At such times, since the movements are none other than the mind, look into its nature and relax. Don't try to prolong the experience that follows movement, but stand your ground. Thought will naturally subside, and you'll come to see how agitation, calmness, or even strong feelings and emotions are all on the surface of the mind. Relax into its depths. placing mind within your heart, or simply letting mind be, these are essentially the same. The key point is to relax the mind. When mindful, the knots of thought will untie in and of themselves, just as a snake can loosen its knots in its body without relying on another. Mind, when left to rest genuinely, frees itself. A short break and come back at 10 past. With this, do you feel you've got the basic instructions, or do you want me to continue to guide it? And I'm listening because the idea is that we get to a point where we're off book with it. We just do it. It's not like a meditation that has a lot of stages. It's telling you to do one quiet simple